So now we're in the Render Sarovara, and I'm not sure why it's called the Render Sarovara, but this is a small lake, as you can see. This is where the Chandan Yatra festival takes place. Up to the present date, all the Bengali devotees who visit Jagannath Temple first take their bath in this lake before entering the temple. So I guess we should have come here first. Bengali devotees who come and take bath here. It's a tradition when you enter Vrindavan, first you go to Mathura and go to Yamuna, to Vishram Ghat. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that's how he entered Vrindavan. First he went to Mathura and he bathed in Vishram Ghat. Vishram Ghat is where Krishna bathed after he killed King Kamsa. Then he went there to the Yamuna, which is nearby the Rangashala. And he bathed in Yamuna, washed all the blood off his beautiful limbs. Then there was a beautiful banyan tree there on the banks of the Yamuna, so Krishna took rest there. Vishram means rest. And it's a very, very purifying ghat. Many Puranas describe how purifying it is. Anyone who bathes there gets free from all their sins. So apparently this is a purifying place. So Jagannath, all these festivals that we celebrate in our temples, like boat festival, flooding the temple, boating festival, Chandan festival, Doli Yatra, Julan Yatra, they're all based on these, on the festivals in Jagannath Puri. That was Lord Chaitanya's wish. He communicated to Sanatana Goswami. He wanted the devotees, because the puja has been going on here for millions of years. In Skanda Purana, it says that the Rath Yatra first started 153 million years ago. 153 million years ago. That's a long time. So someone says, how old is the temple? Well, you know, different temples come and go, right? So these festivals, Sanatana Goswami, he wrote in Hari Bhakti Vilas, that when we establish our Radha and Krishna Puja, we should mold our festivals after Jagannath's festivals. So we have Chandan Yatra, and we have boating festivals, and we have all these Julan and all that. So during the summertime, it's very hot, so it feels nice when you put Chandan or sandalwood paste on your body. And also it's very nice to go for a cruise in the evening time. If you go in the daytime, the sun is shining too much. But if you go in the evening time, then it's very cooling and refreshing, especially if you have a bunch of musicians. So Krishna used to go on the Yamuna. You've seen so many paintings of Nauka Bihar. Krishna's sitting in a boat, and some gopis are there and playing musical instruments. And the moon is rising over the Yamuna. It looks very beautiful. So the Utsav deity of Jagannath, his name is Madan Mohan. Maybe you saw, I don't know, inside you saw the temple? There's some temple of Madan Mohan? He's like a brass deity or something?
Yeah, it was a metal deity, this place, right?
Yeah.
This place, along with Lord Jagannath.
No. Yeah. He's the Utsav Murti, because it's a little hard to move Jagannath here and there. I mean, once a year they manage to move him for Rath Yatra. Well, they don't really move him, he moves them. And when you see the Rath Yatra, you can see how they're not carrying him, he's actually carrying them, or giving them the idea that they're carrying. And then they bring that deity. I had the fortune to see this festival a couple of times. I was living here because I wanted to see it. And they have a palanquin, you know, like one of these pallbearer type things with wood, and they have the deities inside, and they play some drum, and they come down the street. They bring Madan Mohan deity on one palanquin, and they also bring the Panch Pandavas. Somehow, I don't know, in the temple somewhere, there's some deities of the Pandavas or something?
Yeah. On the other side, Maharaj, Bhima and Arjuna was standing.
No, that's a big thing. There's a little deities. Anyway, somewhere in there, somewhere, they have Utsav deities of the Panch Pandavas. And they bring them down also. So they have three boats. And the boats are really long. They're about 30 feet long, the boats. And they're totally black in color. They're very narrow. But Jagannath's boat is a catamaran. It's a catamaran. It has twin hulls. It has two hulls. You know, two hulls. You know, the boat. You know. It's called a hull. Two boats tied together, and it's called a catamaran. Like a catamaran. And then they joined, and then they have a platform. It's a really big, elaborate festival every night. And it's really late. He comes out about 10:30 at night, 10:30 to 11, whenever he feels like it. It's really, it's what we call Nisha Lila. Nisha Lila is from 10:48 in the night until 3:36 in the morning. It's like midnight pastimes. Rasa dance, and then eating some fruits and drinking honey wine, getting intoxicated, and having fun in the forest. So in that mood of, and same thing, when Krishna goes in boating festivals with the gopis, it's also at night, 11, 12 o'clock at night, like this. So, in that same time, because we can't make the Lord, because we think we want to take rest, but the Lord, He doesn't follow our schedule. So you want to worship the Lord, you have to follow His schedule. But I was thinking, oh, it's too late, I want to take rest. But anyway, I wanted to see it. So I came out and all these steps are lined up with thousands and thousands of people. He comes here, the boats are parked here. From here to that wall, that pink wall, there's three boats, one for the Panch Pandavas, one for the Madan Mohan, Utsav Didi, and then the other boat for some other, I think it's Brindadevi or someone. Brindadevi or Yogamaya or something like that. Maybe Yogamaya. It's not written anywhere, I just saw it and I inquired why I was sitting on the banks. It started about 11 o'clock and he gets on the boat and they have some little lights and everyone's in the dark and just the moon is shining during the full moon time. It's very beautiful. And he goes from here and he goes over there and he goes around there. And he comes back and it finishes about 1 o'clock in the morning. 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock, 12 o'clock to 1. This is called the Nauka Bihar, the boating pastimes at Narendra Sarovara. So there is a nice festival. And of course, Lord Chaitanya, he would come here sometimes. As I mentioned, the Bengali Vaishnavas would bathe here all the time before they would take darshan of Jagannath. When Lord Jagannath is staying in Gundicha, Mahaprabhu used to come over here to Narendra Lake and sport, just like he did in Indradyumna Lake. Actually, it says that Lord Govinda is the name of the functional deity. On the shore of Narendra Lake, there was a great jubilation of music, singing, chanting, tumultuous crying. After concluding his pastimes in the water, Lord Govinda returned to his residence. So here it says that it's Govinda, who's the Utsav deity. So maybe there's Govinda and also Madan Mohan, I think, also is there. So I remember when I in a book, in Prabhupada's book, it says Govinda, but the people, when he comes, they say it's Madan Mohan. Hemate Vaishnava Sava Nila Chala Oila Daive Jagannath Terase Dina Jala Hilila. All the Bengali Vaishnavas came to Puri and arrived on the day when Jagannath performs his pastimes in the water. Narendra Jale Govinda Nokate Chodiya Jala Krida Kare Sava Bhaktagana Lana. So here in the Bengali it says it Govinda. Utsav Didi's name Govinda, that's why I said in my book. Boarding a boat in the water of Narendra Sarovara, Lord Govinda performed his pastimes with all the devotees. Se Kali Mahaprabhu Bhakta Gana Songe Narendra Aila Dekite Jala Keli Range. Mahaprabhu and all his associates went to see the pastimes of Jagannath and Narendra Sarovara. Se Kaile Aila Sabha Godera Bhakta Gan Narendra Te Prabhu Songe Hoila Milan. Same time, all the devotees from Bengal arrived and had a great meeting with the Lord. Prabhu Sange, Milan. Bhaktagana Padayasi Prabhu Racharan Utana Prabhu Sabare Kailalingan. All the devotees immediately fell at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. The Lord lifted them and embraced every one of them. Nice, huh? Everyone went to pay obeisance and he went down and lifted them up and embraced them. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. I suppose only the men devotees. Gaudiya Sampradaya Sava Karina Kirtan Prabhura Milane Ute Premera Krandan Prem Krandan. Right? What does that mean? Prem Krandan.
trying to push.
You do that sometimes? The Gaudiya Sampradaya, consisting of devotees from Bengal, began congregational chanting. When they met the Lord, they began to cry loudly in ecstatic love. Jala Krita, Vadya Gita, Nartana Kirtan, Maha Kolahala Tire, Salile Kelan. Because they went in the water, they had great jubilation on the shore. There was music, singing, chanting, dancing, creating a tumultuous sound. Gaudiya Sankirtanayara Rodana Miliya, Maha Kolahala Haila Brahmananda Bhariya. The chanting and crying of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas was mixed and created tumultuous sound vibration that filled the entire universe. Adibo. Savabhakta Lana Prabhu Namilaina Jale, Savalana Jala Krida Karina Kutuhale. Mahaprabhu entered the water with his devotees and began his pastimes in great jubilation. Prabhura e Jala Krida Dasa Brindavan, Chaitanya Mangole Vistari Kariyachena Varnan. This pastime is described in detail elsewhere, so I won't describe it more here. Haribol!